Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and staying on top of daily tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? That's where Kinsta.com comes in. Simply better hosting. Founded in 2013, Kinsta offers powerful managed WordPress hosting that takes the stress out of running a website. With Kinsta, your site runs on Google Cloud's premium tier network, utilizing their fastest servers like C3D and C2 VMs. The result? Your site could be up to 200% faster just by switching. Need global reach? Kinsta has 37 data center locations and a content delivery network with over 260 points of presence worldwide, ensuring your audience gets lightning-fast load times no matter where they are. Kinsta.com isn't just about speed, it's about security and ease of use. They provide enterprise-grade protection, including SOC 2 compliance, firewalls, and free malware removal. Plus, their MyKinsta dashboard is packed with tools that make managing your site or multiple sites simple and efficient. And don't stress about switching providers. Kinsta offers unlimited, free, expert-led migrations with no downtime. Their 24/7 support team of WordPress experts is always ready to assist, with an average response time of under 2 minutes. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. That is Kinsta.com. Your future self will thank you for making the switch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And so if someone says, you're not like everyone else, then you can just reframe that as like, I am exceptional. And that's not a bad thing. There's a teacher and he's got two classes that he teaches. And one class, he says, the only assignment for this whole semester is that you come back with a perfect clay pot. That's it. That's the assignment. The other class, he says, your objective is to make the most total quantity of clay pots and you'll be measured by how many pots you make. And at the end of the quarter, the pots that came from the team that had to just make sheer volume, not only did they make more pots, but the quality of all of their pots was better compared to the teams that only had to make one. And it just underlines the biggest lesson that I've learned in my life, which is that volume negates luck, is that you can try to be lucky and pick the one perfect thing and try and make it, but if you don't want to try and be lucky, you can just do so much work that you will brute force your way to figuring it out. Like if you do 1,000 podcasts, you'll be pretty good at podcasts, right? But if you try to say, okay, you're brand new and all you have to do is make one perfect podcast, the problem is that you don't have the perspective from which to make a judgment to say what is good.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero. And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them. And the difficult part of the lonely chapter is that the Rocky cutscene lasts 90 seconds in the movie and lasts 5 years in reality.
Close. So I came up with this idea with
a couple of weeks ago called The Lonely Chapter. I f***ing love it.
So there is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends, but they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends, and they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. Fucking nerd. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
Every hardship that you encounter, if you reframe it as the story that you will someday tell to yourself of the person that you've become based on the dragons you've slain and the obstacles you've overcome, then I think that makes those obstacles a unique opportunity for self-improvement, because we can be grateful for these things. I think Jocko has a whole bit on this where whenever something bad happens, he says good. And I think it's a great trained response, because if something bad happens, my trained response isn't good. It's, I will tell this story someday. And so I think if you have that frame, then everything serves you. Because if something good happens, cool. If something bad happens, it'll be a story that I will someday tell. Because it assumes that you will live through it. And it assumes that you will eventually figure it out. And so then you can't lose, as long as you don't quit.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. And I think the first thing you have to do, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to get ourselves to the point where we don't necessarily need a companion. It's not ideal. It's not ideal, but it's doable. And sometimes it beats the alternative. But sometimes we choose less than ideal companions, because to us that beats the alternative of not having any companion. And the reason why we cannot face the concept of not having any companion is because we're not comfortable with ourselves as a companion.
Sometimes in life, when everything's going great for you and you don't know good from bad, you need to experience a little rain sometimes so you can enjoy the sunshine again.
Oftentimes, if it doesn't go our way, we don't see it as a blessing, right? Yes.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you. Even if your needs are unique, get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something happens, an experience. If it doesn't go the way we want it to go, oftentimes we don't consider that to be a blessing. But some of the greatest blessings in our lives are things that didn't turn out or work out the way that we wanted it to.
And so all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, I thought my life was together. Now it's in shambles at my feet. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. It's all right. It's all right. You're not supposed to have it together. All right. Those who go to college, get out of college, get a job, and stay in that job until they retire, then retire and buy property down in Florida. That's an anomaly. That's not normal. It happens, but it's an anomaly. And most of those people, you know, they might be really good people, but they ain't got cool stories to tell. And you don't get wisdom. You don't get wisdom past a certain point by living that life.
The biggest thing you have to do is shut off technology. You have to go dark. And what I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. So you gotta go to the truth first. Who are you? Get really accountable and say, okay, who am I? What's the truth about me? Get to that dark place in your mind. Figure out, it may take months, it may take years. Figure out your purpose. Figure out what you want to be in life. And then from there, okay, I have my purpose. It may take a long time. No one knows their purpose because it's too loud.
I think it's just giving yourself permission to suck. It's giving yourself permission to be unhappy. It's giving yourself permission to not achieve while you do for a long period of time. It's giving yourself permission to lose friends. It's giving yourself permission to do things that's different than people in your social circle or your age group are doing. It's giving you permission, giving yourself permission to be an exception so that you can become exceptional.
So now you know why there's so many people that fail in this world. You create your own self. Most people are missing something because there's so much trapped in there. I don't even want to say potential. I think that's word used out too much too. There's so much in you that God or whatever the hell you believe in, or if you're an atheist, in you that you have not unlocked. That you walk around with this gorgeous wife or great husband and all this money, like, God, I feel like I'm missing something. Yeah, because it's about 75% of you is still f***ing in there. Still chained up because you just didn't want to find your willpower. Didn't want to find your soul, your will, your heart, your determination, your guts, your courage.
You're not supposed to have it all together. You're not expected to have it all together. Anybody looks at you and says, hey man, what's wrong with you? How come you don't have everything figured out? They're a fool. Knowledge and experience and wisdom takes time. Wisdom comes from experience, and experience takes time. The more experience you have, the more you learn from that experience, the wiser you can get. If you haven't lived long enough to have a broad enough portfolio of experience, then you can't expect to have knowledge and wisdom.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back on my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin.
I come from hell, and a lot of it I created. We can be our worst enemy.
Why is the truth so important?
It gives you a starting point. You have to have the truth to have a starting point. Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. And your true self is found, honestly, in that very uncomfortable zone. We all look for toughness. We all want it. But we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, you will not find it. I will try and look for it everywhere. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. Where you're drowning. You're drowning in life. But you say, you know what, man? Dad.
No, you have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up. Yeah, rock bottom is beautiful. The struggle of coming back is beautiful. That struggle. It doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just being tested. And without a test, there's no testimony. Life tests you. Sometimes life annihilates you. But it's only up to you if you want to take some more. It's going to dish it out. But eventually, if you don't quit, it'll be merciful to you.
You can't drive your car looking in the rearview mirror. You can't. If you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to keep crashing your car. There's a reason why the rearview mirror is this big and the windshield is this big. That's a reason for it. Because all the rearview mirror does is allows you to see what you've passed and to prevent what you've passed from coming up on you again. That's all the rearview mirror is for. The windshield is your future. It's where you're going. It's where you're headed.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
Until all my life, I wanted to be accepted. Growing up, I lied, I fucked what I could. Be my friend, be my buddy. That weak ass shit. I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. Nobody paid my bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those miles, lost that weight, went through the, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man. A very competitive, ultra competitive dude that take it what you want, man. You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself.
Idea of the lonely chapter resonates so much with people because it literally is like taking the red pill. If you see this version of the world where you go, I can impact my outcomes. I can learn a thing, apply a thing, and then I change as a byproduct of doing that. As soon as you take those steps, you realize almost all of the people around you who have parts of their life that they're not happy about are kind of making a choice for it to be that way. And then you go, oh, that means that all of the things I don't like about me and I don't like about my life are my responsibility. Because I can change it.
The more time you spend alone with yourself, the more time that you will be able to understand who you are. When I mean understand who you are, I'm talking about without any outside interference, without any friends, without any peer pressure of wanting to be like someone else. The more time you spend alone, you're going to figure out, okay, what your purpose is. And I say that because of this. God will talk to you. You start seeking in those moments of not having any outside distractions. What happens is things become clear. Clarity sets in. And you're able to make decisions not based on what you saw that day or what you heard that day or what that person may have said to you. You're able to make decisions based on how you feel internally.
You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. It can tell you you're no good, that it's all hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important, and you bring to this world things that no one else can. So hold on.
You're not where you want to be. You feel like you're supposed to be somewhere else. You said it. Well, say you could snap your fingers and be wherever you wanted to be. I bet you'd still feel this way. Not in the right place. The point is, you can't get so hung up on where you'd rather be that you forget how to make the most of where you are.
What are you telling me?
Take a break from worrying about what you can't control. Live a little.
Live a little.
Don't underestimate the hole your absence would leave. You know, each of us, we're remarkable creatures, and we have something to offer to the world, to our people we love, to the world at large. It's our responsibility to make that manifest, and we move a little farther away from paradise every time that doesn't happen. Mm. Really.
You be that warrior in that garden, and you stand strong. You be a strong man. You be a good man. And you just let the world rage around you.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
There's this thing about people, and they talk about manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's f-ing real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up, you know, doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. And there's no excuses. There's no days off. There's no, not willing to grind. And, you know, everybody's against me, and this didn't happen for me because of this and that, and all this whining, puss bullshit that a lot of people do these days. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are, and they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
Run it.
It's all in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
Helen Keller was once asked, "What on earth will be worse than being born blind?" She said, "It would be so much worse to be born with sight, but no vision. Why can't we have cures for every disease known to man? Why can't we have clean water, food, education for every person on this planet? Why can't we have peace on this planet? Why do we have to die to go to heaven? The earth is already in space. We can have heaven right here, right now. Just a shift in this. Why not?"
You don't have forever, right? So what is important to you? Because you only have 24 hours in a day. So what's important to you? Find out what that is and do more of that. And try to figure out like how to make enough money so that you're not starving, that you're doing well.
Yeah.
But don't just chase that. Chase what you're trying to do.
"Today, I'm no longer being a loser. Today, I'm going to change my path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole, and I don't want to be here anymore."
One of the most important things, never, ever quit. Never quit. But I've watched some of the people grow. I've watched some of the most incredible, brilliant students. And they didn't make it like other people made it because they didn't have that drive. They didn't have that never give up ability.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.